All right, so I am teaching Intro to Science and Technology Policy Analysis in the winter term. Before those of you who don't think you're interested in science and technology policy turn off, I have two things to say. The first is that you don't need to know any science or technology engineering in order to take the class. And second, if you're interested in a wide variety of policy areas, food, health, environment, trade, education, specifically higher education policy, we touch on a number of themes that are related to those areas of policy. So you may not think that you're interested in science and technology policy, but as many of you who use your iPhones every day and interface with your computers know, science and technology are really central to our everyday lives and also to policy. So there are sort of two central questions that motivate the class. The first is, how can we develop better policies and better approaches to policy to develop science and technology in the public interest? And so in that, we look at research funding policy, intellectual property policy, regulatory policy. So how do institutions like the Food and Drug Administration and EPA work, and how might it work better to achieve the public interest, and how can we better incorporate democratic approaches to science and technology policy making. So this is the kind of things we think about. The second set of questions focus on the issues, political issues around knowledge and expertise. So how do we know who's an expert when it comes, for example, to food policy? How, you know, is it just technical? Is it going to kill you? Or are there other kinds of experts or other kinds of people that we think should participate in the process? We ask questions, for example, about why is it that the climate change debate seems so intractable, and are there ways around it? Why is it that it's so difficult to get widespread 100% vaccination rates? Are there things that we can do to improve those? So we talk about why it is that, what are the relative roles of facts and values in developing policy and politics, and how can we do a better job? So the class meets once a week, as you probably know. I think that's probably in some sheet or something. We do a mix of lecture, discussion, and a lot of in-class exercises as well. We have a class blog, and we'll also do a series of short papers. That's a little bit different from what students who took it last year will have experienced. So if you have questions about the class, I know there's a syllabus from last year available. I'll be making some changes to it. You're interested in the class, but you have specific questions, you want to know whether we'll cover certain issues and or you want me to cover certain issues, just send me an email and talk.